Kiran Daf, Mem Dalet, Amed Beis. Let us learn the Taishas and the Sugya. The Gemara brought a Raya. It was a Psak of Rab Chiya that Rav had borrowed money from his daughter, didn't raise off, and then Rav approached Rab Chiya, it was Nishyaka that didn't raise off, he's permitted to pay it back. It's so beso, and Rab Chiya said that it's mutter. So the Gemara and the Havmina held that Rab Chiya holds, like Yaldusay the Rebbe, that Dave is Tiva. So therefore, the Yaakov Israel we attribute to the Kaspe, not to the Dave. And the Gemara answers no, that it's speaking about that Rav Vishas the Halva Dinri Havile. He had Dinrim in his house. Vikivin the Havile Dinri Nasa Kaimala Hovaini Acha Yovibni Acha Emtsa Mafteach. So Zuktaisvis Nasa Kamle Acha Emtsa Mafteach. Vrav the boy Merabchia. So what was the Shaila? If he had Dinri, Aval gav the Masnisini Beperikeze Neshech. It's a Mishnah that if you have they're speaking about Tvuah, if you have Tvuah in your possession, so then so beso is mutter. Mishum de shema halochi kehillel, the pligi hosam, the hilchese kehillel. Hillel disagrees on this concept. Hillel holds that so beso is also a filu yesh loy bebeisoi. So that was the shaila that we paskin like Hillel or not. We had that a baraisa that was telling us different shiurim, the shir of a prut is echot mishmaina beisere talki. Vim taima the hoche mashme the iser havi tivo tvei mi prute. It would seem that when you're comparing prutes to isrim, so we're giving a shir in isrim. So it seems that the Isar is the Tive, and the Prute is the Peri. And I'm saying that there's eight Prutes in one Isar. Mash med Isar have a Tive, tvei mi Prute. Mid the Matzrech Prute liya is ches be Isar. So it seems the Isrim are kids, the Isrim are kavua. And you have to make sure that there should be eight prutes in an Isar. Obeperikam the Kedushin comma, there's a Gemara in Kedushin that says, Hode Yaker Isri, Hode Zoil. That was, the Gemara says, we're speaking about two different cases. In one case, the Isrim were expensive. In one case, the Isrim were cheap. The Sanya, we learned Abaraise, Prute Echod Mivov Be'Isser, a Prute is 1/6 of an Isser. Another Abaraise we learned, it's 1/8 of an Isser. So the Gemara says, when is it a 1/6 of an Isser? The Zoil Isri. When the Isrim became cheap, Vikom Lamed Beis Bezuze. And there are 32 Isrim in Jesus. Now, our Gemara says that there are 24 Isrim in a Zuz, which is a dinner. There the Gemara says, when the Isrim become cheap, so there are 32 Isrim in a Zuz. And when the Isrim are cheap, so then, a prute is not 1/8 of an iser; it's 1/6 of an iser, because the isrim are cheap. So there it seems that the prute is kavua, and the isrim fluctuate. Our Gemara says fakert. Our Gemara says that it would seem that the Isrim are kavua and the Pruta fluctuates. So astir of two Gemaras. Agav Urche, there's a Makna Nachazaynish in Mesechtes Kedushin that want to say that what the Gemara says, Zol Isri, means that they put less silver content in the Isrim. So then the Isrim, so therefore there were more Isrim in the dinner. So then Taisus Kasha Bechlal wouldn't be Shver. We're speaking about an Issa with a normal silver content. There's 8 putas in an Issa. The Gemara says when they eliminated a chelik of the silver content, then there's different cheshbonos. Al-Kabarim Taisvis seems to understand that the Isrim fluctuate. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya that the Baraisa holds ki yaldusai the Rebbe, because we are Mishayah Pidyon HaBen with a dinner zov. So the Gemara says, if you say that Dava is Peri, so the Gemara asks, Mishayah Tane Bemidi Da Oike Vizu, Fraktaisvis, Hamishayah Hochitane Beisa Da Oike Vizu, Kidama Bekedushin. You see, this Tane Gufe, whose Mishayah Aputa Beisrim, the Isrim also are not Kavua. When they're Beyoike, there's 8 Prutas in the Isa, when they're Bezoil, there's 6 Prutas in the Isa. In the third kasha, v'gami d'sharis lei b'dinner shel kesef. Now we mishayer an issa with a dinner. Is alma like it's lei issa also from here gufa, it would seem. Forget about the bekiyas from the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara, our Gemara says that there are 24 isrim in a dinner. So why do you have to be mishayer? So why is that the isrim fluctuate? So the whole Baraisa stimmt doch nicht. Here we have a whole pilpa of only Mishaya something, b'midi the kids, and here we're Mishaya b'Isrim, and we see that Isrim Gufa can fluctuate. You have to tell me what the shir of an Isser is. V'shloima dohochi perushe. Prute echot mishmoine b'Isser. The whole Baraisa is one big chad gadye. A prute is an eighth of an issa. Ube eze issa, she yesh bedinna kesef chavdalad issa. Such an issa that there's 24 of these isrim in a dinner. She yesh chav hei dinner bedinna shalzov. That means the Baraisa really is telling us that the yisoid hamedide is with a dinner zov. And we're saying that, so we're giving cheshbonos of shavyes, there's 8 prutas in an issa when there are 24 isrim in a dinner shel kesef, when there's 25 dinrei kesef in a dinner shel zov. So memele, so then shalom al Yisroel. Bahashte kulum mishai b'dinner shel zov. Lekach porich minei, that's why the Gemara, so you see, a dinner shel zov is kitz, that's the tivet. Avol be'isser v'dinner kesef, but in an isser and a dinner kesef, loy mishayer midi. You're not mishayer anything, because all these things fluctuate, so you can't be mishayer anything. In isrim and dinrim, the tivet is zov. So now, since we're saying pshat in the Baraisa, that means it's one long hemshech. There are 8 prutas in an issa when there's 24 isrim in a dinner, when there's 25 dinrei kesef in a dinner zov. So we could say this whole cheshbon is to tell us, don't have to give nafkaminas in each case. This whole cheshbon is to tell us how we're Mishayer Aputa. Vavimotzi lemeima bekulu nafkemina lekdusha isha. He's telling us how to be Mishayer Aputa. El damaskir nafkuse becholchat. He wants to say a nafkemina in, when everything stims, there's nafkemina lagabi isrim with a dinner, lagabi a dinner kesef with a dinner zov. Dachinami v'motzalameme b'kula nafkemina l'mekech o'memke. L'kedusha isha, so the Gemara said, this cheshbin, that there are 8 prutas in an isa, is an nafkemina l'gabi kedusha isha. Avimotzalameme, the nafkemina l'chomesh prutas de masnisim, l'chode minayu nokat. I'd like to just mention one thing on this Tosfos. There's a Mishnah further. The Mishnah further in Dafnun Hei Medalev says, Chomesh Prutei saying, there are 5 cases that you need halachically a Prutei. Ha'idah, Shava Prutei, Maide B'mitzes, Bisham Iskadeshes, B'Shava Prutei, Vanene B'Shava Prutei, Min Hagdishmol, V'amoytzi Shava Prutei, Chayev Lahachiz, So the Mishnah says 5 cases you need a puta: gezel, aveide, chido, mile, and ish miskadeshes peshava puta. That's what the Mishnah says on Daphne and Hayim Adalav. Fine. So when this paraisa wants to tell us what is the shir of a puta, so the says, look, dusha yisha. So Tosfos says, could have said, There's 5 cases halachically you need a pruta. Gemara could have said all 5 cases. Why did Gemara say shava pruta? Ishim is kadeshes peshava pruta. So I'd like to just mention a ha'ore from this Tosfos and the Avnei Meluyim. There's a machlekes the Avnei Meluyim and the Sma. The Sma in Simen Pei Ches says a moiridike chiddush. The Sma and Simen Peiche says Yishes miskadeshes b'shava pruta, and the Sma makes a cheshbon. We have a cheshbon. What how big a shava pruta is? A shava pruta is the weight of a chatzi soira, the kesef, the silver content of a chatzi soira. That is a shava pruta. So the Sma makes a cheshbon in the coins which were applicable in his time, how much a shava pruta will come out. He mentions, makes a cheshbon with the coins. Frek the Sma kasha, if that's a shava pruta, you can't buy anything with it. It's like it's a very, very small amount. Frek the Sma kasha. Zok the Sma, a chiddush, nearly, that the Zman of Moshe Rabbeinu, the payers were very cheap. So Memela with a pruta, you could buy something. You could buy a multitude of payers. So Shava Pruta was Choshev. Bizmanenu, that a pruta does not have so much buying power. You can come buy anything with a pruta. So Aisha is not miskadeshes with a shava pruta bismanenu unless you have something that's equivalent to the buying power that was bisman Moshe Rabbeinu. As Isaac Tisma. So but that what Aisha miskadeshes with shava pruta is not, it's not sufficient that I have the coin that was bisman Moshe Rabbeinu. You have the same silver content that was Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu. I need the buying power that was in existence Bishas Moshe Rabbeinu. So Anisha will not be Mekudish with a Shava Pruta Bizmanoi because it can't, you need the buying power of a Shava Pruta. That's what the Sma says L'Haloch. The Avni Miluyim in Simen Chav Zayin wishes to disagree with the Sma. And he says as follows, that what it says, that Aisha is nikna bekesef, kesef does not mean money, kesef means silver. And he has his right. So memele, he says, if kesef would mean money, so then money, you need buying power. So if now it doesn't, you can't purchase anything with a pruta, so it's not called money. You can't purchase anything with it. But he says, by kedushin, the kedushin, you don't need money. Kesef does not mean money. Kesef means silver. you give her a chatzi soira shel kesef. That means I'll give her a small amount of silver that weighs a half a barley. And even though you'll go to the store, you can't purchase anything. But she's mekudeshes. Because kesef does not mean money by kedushin. Kesef means silver. That's, so the Avnei Miluim is chaylik on the Sma. So now we have a machloikis, the Sma and the Avnei Miluim, by kedushin, what is needed. The Sma holds you need money, so therefore if you need money, you need a purchasing power, so we have to figure out what they were able to acquire Bisman Moshe Rabbeinu. That is a pruta, money which has X amount of purchasing power. Now, the Avnei says, no, Eish is nikta with a small amount of silver, it's irrelevant. That's Eish is nikta shbekesef. That's what the Avnei Miluim says. Now, our Taisva says, you know, the Gemara says, what is a pruta echad mishmai nebisar italki? So Taisva, well, my nafgemine, kedusha Eisha. So Taisva says, oh, the Gemara could have said that there's chamish prutas. There's Aveide, Shava Pruta, there's Gezel, Shava Pruta, there's other things also. The mother didn't have to mention Davke Kedushin. Ava Motzi Lameimah. Now, according to the Avnei Miluim, why is Apoches Mishava Pruta denoting Gezel? So the Gemara says, because he's Moichel. Apoches Shava Pruta, there's no Issa Gezel because he's Moichel. Why apoches mishava pruta? There's no mitzvah v'shava saveide, because ashatoyved mimenu. He has to lose something. Apoches mishava pruta doesn't have any value. So that lechayre is zicher. When it comes to gezel, when it comes to aveide, you zicher need value. I mean, if the lumdus is, you need a pruta because pachas mishava pruta person is meichel, if his manenu a pruta also doesn't have any values, he's also meichel. So, l'chayre pruta by gzeile, pruta by aveda, zichri you have to say like the sma, that a pruta means something that has a value, a purchasing value. And less than that, it doesn't have any chshivis by people. By kedushin, Davnei Miluim was mechadish. There you don't need money. There you need silver. So lechayre. So that will say echad mishmeine beisar etalki. According to this ma, means echad mishmeine beisar etalki. You need something that had the purchasing value of echad mishmeine beisar etalki bisman Moshe Rabbeinu. It means you need purchasing power. Bismaneinu it will not be sufficient. Echad mishmeine beisar etalki. I need something that has the purchasing power of echad mishmeine beisar etalki bisman Moshe Rabbeinu. And so according to the Sma, that is the pruta by Gezel, that is the pruta by Kedushin, that is the pruta by Ashava Saveda. Everything needs, it has to have a chshivus, it has to have a purchasing value. So Memela, so Taisus is very good, so Taisus, so why did you jump on Kedushin? You could have said, Nafkamina, pruta lagabi Gezel, lagabi Ashava Saveda. Taisus, why did he jump to Kedushin? According to the Avnei Miluim, Kedushin and Gezel are two Welten. Kedushin, you don't need money. Kedushin, you need a piece of silver. So the Baraisa is speaking about a silver content. You need this has 1/8 of the silver content of an Issa. That's the Taish of a Pruta. So when we're talking about Kedusha Yishu, we're not talking about purchasing value. So the Tana isn't speaking about purchasing value. So that's what Bidaki spoke about. Echon Mishmoine Bisei Talki. So Chayot Aishvus Kash isn't Shmer. He could have mentioned other things. He's speaking about how much silver content you need. This is one eighth of an Issa. L'chay Reshtikal Horeh. Lemekach umemka, perish Rashi, shimocha loy dinner biyeser michov dalad isrim, nisana loy keyach. So that we said there's 24 Isrim in a dinar shal kesef, l'may nafke mine, that if he sold something for 25 Isrim, 26 Isrim, nisan l'lekeir. V'im yesh tus, yachzer. V'koshe, do zimnin the soil Isri, ken amrina begdushan. Taisa says, a gemore before. The gemore before says, this before the Gemara in Kedushin, sometimes the Isrim can get cheaper. So how can you tell me there's 24 Isrim in a dinner kesef, and if he charges him 30 Isrim for dinner kesef, he'll have to pay a no. There's such a concept that the Isrim can become cheaper. So Taisus asks from the Gemara in Kedushin and Rashi. So we had mentioned the Chassam Sofer made a Gilson Rashi, that like Rashi, the Gilson was forget, if he sells if he wants an Isser for less than Chof Dalet of a dinner, that means he's selling an Isser and he wants to get paid less than Chof Dalet of a dinner. So less than Chav Dalet of a dinner is overcharging him, because this Chav Dalet, a 23rd of a dinner is more than an Isser is worth. That's what some Sefer says, according to his Gis, is not Shver Toisvis Kasha. Also, if we say Pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin, not like Toisvis, that means Zol Isri means they took away the silver content of the Isrim, is also not Shver. Yeah, al kaponim, l'chein nira l'forish. Shimocha loy chayfetz b'chof talad isrim. So Taisa is like this. A person sold a chayfetz for 24 isrim, shahoyu chof talad b'dinah. There were 24 in the dinah. Va'acha kach zoil. Later the isrim became cheaper, v'yelamet beis b'dinah. In the yochel lifter atzmi b'chov dalad isrim b'loima adiner hu diyaker v'isrin omdu b'mkoymam al yitin lay dina kesef oylamet beis isrim. So that is pshat. That means he sold him something for chov dalad isrim and later, so you have to pay me chov dalad isrim. Later, when it came to the tashlumim, a dinner kesef is lamed beis isrim. The isrim became cheaper. So I can't say, listen, I'm going to pay with chav dalet isrim because no, the dinner got more expensive. No, the dinner is kavua and I say the isrim became cheaper. That is pshat. Now, agav uche, there's a merdike machna afrayim on this toisves. The Machna Frayim clears a shaila. Taisus is saying, Amur de Kazach. Taisus is saying, what happens if I sold something for Chav Talad Isrim? Fine. And then, I have to pay you Chav Talad Isrim. And later, when I pay you, Chav Talad Isrim got cheaper. So Taisus says, Amur de Kazach, so I have to pay you more. I have to pay you more. The upmach was, Chof Talad Isrim, that was not mach. So now, why do they have to pay you more? If there was enough, I'm going to pay you Chof Talad Isrim. Now the Isra went down, so that's your hard luck. The upmach was, I'm going to pay you Chof Talad Isrim, and I give you Chof Talad Isrim. Now this lamed base Isrim in a dinner. So, okay. So now, yeah, you're right. The Isrim got cheaper. 100%. I agree with you, the Isrim got cheaper. But why do I have to pay you more than we agreed upon? As I frek the Machna Frayim. And the Machna Frayim says, a mordeke yesod. That Taisvis is only speaking about, we sold them something for Chav Dalet Isrim. In reality, Chav Dalet Isrim is one dinner. So really, when I said I'm selling to you for Chav Dalet Isrim, I meant I'm selling it to you for a dinner. Because Chav Dalet Isrim means a dinner. Later that the Chav Dalet Isrim got cheaper, so I'll give you Chav Dalet Isrim. You didn't mean Chav Dalet Isrim. Chav, since Chav Talad Yisrim is a dinner. The Mechuvin is like that means if I'm selling you something for four quarters. Doesn't mean I'm selling you for four quarters. I'm selling you for a dollar. We said four quarters. But not pshat is that some Amelie have to give you a dollar. So if somehow the quarters got cheaper, I'll give you four quarters. Not, if the Mechir was taka quarters, you taka right. I'll sell you for three quarters. That was not mach. 75 cents I'm selling you. And now the quarter went down. Ein hachanami. That was not mach. I sold it you for 75 cents. Now the quarter went down. So that's your hadlock. Not, that was not mach. If I sell you for four quarters, in other words, I'm selling you for a dollar. So then if the quarters go down, you have to give me a dollar. And you can't say that the dollar got more expensive. That's bullshit. But the Machna Frayim says this yesod, the whole yesod of Toisvis. He says I'm already kachidish la'alacha. The Machna Frayim. He says if I sold you for this and this coin, and then the coin became nifsal, paslosay malchus. That was not mach. I'm saying we can give you this coin. I'll give you this coin. I feel a nifsal. That's he wants to say la'alocha. Taisvis is only speaking about Chav Talad Yisrim, which in Yisod is a dinner kesef. So really the understanding was you're selling it for a dinner kesef. So then you have to give a dinner kesef. You can't say, well, the dinner got it more expensive. No. The Yisrim got cheaper. But if it is not a dinner kesef, I sold it to you for Chav Beis Yisrim, so then you get back Chav Beis Yisrim. The cheaper, that's the Hischaivus of Elokeach. That's what the Machna Frayim wants to say in Hilchis Malvav Eloivis Simen Chofei. Echad mi Chofei bedinu zov. Now we heard that there are 25 dinrei kesef bedinu zov. Koshel Rabbeinu Tam. Eich hoya bimeyam. How could it be Shoyazov yoka kolkach, shedinner zov, that Rabbi Natam understood a dinner zov is the same coin like a dinner kesef, but it's not silver, it's gold. So it says, that's how Rabbi Natam understood in the kasha. So memela, so it comes out, so if it says there's 25 dinrei kesef or one dinner zov, so that means that zov is worth 25 times as much as kesef. So, kosher ben etam, hey choye biyimeyim, shoye zov yoke kol kach, shediner zov o yeshove chof hey diner shal kesef, va'ato bizman hazeh, when our coins, zokuk zov shovel chole yoyse yudbe skukim kesef, gold is avinshen stoiv, and it's 12 times worth as much as silver. So how was it Bizman Chazal was 20? What happened over here? V'oyme Rabbeinu Tam, the dinner zov ha-yeshoiko beis dinrei kesef. First of all, in weight, the dinner zov, I feel it was the same size, but in weight, it seems gold weighs more than silver. V'isha zov koveid mi kesef. Number one. And number two, v'gam dinner zov ha-yo'ov mishel kesef. When they minted these coins, the dinner was a thicker coin. How do I know this? The Omer Beilu Treifes, nishtayer emenu ka'oivi dinner zov. Those left over, the thickness of a dinner zov. I say the oivi dinner zov. Ivy dinner. The chain pair goes in passing. A pair basra de chagige. Mam is bear shame bo ivy ella dinner's off. So it's what a dinner's off. Mash with the dinner's off. They hear your ivy shovel a shell kesser. Vahoya bo ivy ube mishkola y shovel chove dinner shell kesser. For ain't lahari can yosef is that? We're ending the conversation with this. Weiter gegangen. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Tanan Hosom. Beishamai oimrim lo yasa odom sloim din reizov. Now, we're speaking about as follows. We are speaking about, let's give a little akdome. The halacha is that you could be mechalo Maisa Shaini on Matbeis. That's the din. It's out of Kesef Yodecha. So you're allowed to take Maisa Shaini and Mechalal it on Matbeis. Now what happens if a person had a lot of Dinrei Kesef and he's going to go up to Yerushalayim, so he'll have to go and have a whole wagon full of Dinrei Kesef. So Memele, so he wants him a Mechalal now the Dinrei Kesef on Dinrei Zov. He wants a Mechalal Dinrei Kesef on Dinrei Zov. Fine. So now we have here Machlokes Tanoim. Beishamai Oimrim Lo Yasa Odom Sloim Dinrei Zov. You should not take Sloim of Kesef and be Mechalal on Dinrei Zov. U Beis Hillel Matirim. And Beis Hillel holds it is Mutter. Now, in this machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Chad oma machlokes besloim al dinrim. The whole machlokes is sloim al dinrim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Beis Shammai sovri kaspo tiva. Kesef is tiva. Vidavo peire. Vetiva a peire loy mechalalinon, you're not mechalal matbeis and peires. Ubeisilo sovri, kaspo peiro, vidavo tivo, upeira ative mechalalinon. Now, let us just assume for 1 minute, and this is how Tosfos learns later, we had a machlokes Yardusei shel Rebbe in Ziknusei shel Rebbe. Yardusei shel Rebbe, Zov was the Tive, and Kasper was the Peri. That's so it was a Kesef Kaines Azov. That was be Yardusei shel Rebbe. Biziknusei shel Rebbe, so Zov is the Peri, and Kasper is the Tive. So now let us just learn, to me mistake, that's the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds kiziknusoi shel Rebbe, so he holds that zov is peiri, kesef is tive, so ein mechalalin tive al peiri. The din chilul is your mechalal peiris on tive, not tive al peiri. So therefore, Beis Shammai holds you're not mechalal sloim and din reizov. Beis Hillel holds ki yaldusai shel Rebbe. Beis Hillel holds ki yaldusai shel Rebbe. That zov is tive and kesef is peiri. So he says, machalin sloim adinri. Let's learn like this. This is the pashtus of the machlokes. Fine. This is the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is like Yaldusei shel Rebbe. Beis Shammai is Kiziknusei shel Rebbe. Fine. Now, but now let's go according to Beis Shammai that hold that Dave is Peiri. That's Ziknusei shel Rebbe. Avol. Peiris al dinrin, what if I'll have matbeye shel zov? In Peiris, I want to be mechalal the Peiris of Maiser Sheini and dinrei zov, divrei hakel, mechalalinon, then you will be mechalal. Midi dahava a kesef lebeis hillel. I can learn this out from kesef lebeis hillel. Kesef lebeis hillel. Beis Hillel holds that Kasper Peiri. And Davi is Tivi. V'av al-Pikin, I was Mechal of the Peiris and the Kesef. Kesef of the Beis Hillel. V'av al-Gav the Kasper le-Gavi Davi Peirav. Even though Kasper le-Gavi Davi Peirav, everything is relative. Of le-Gavi Peiri Tivahavi. Is of Nami le-Beis Shammai. Aval gav de davol gabi kaspe peirav, and therefore Beis Shammai holds that you can't be mechalal sloim and dinrim because it's tiva a peiri, Lagabi kasva peirav, lagabi peire tiva habe. Gabi peire it's tiva. That's what one of these amiroim hold. Vechad omar, and one of them says, af bepeiris al dindrin machloikis. That is a machloikis also bepeiris al dindrin. That means, according to Beishamai, just like you can't be machalo, you can't be machalo sloim and dindrim, because dindrim has a shame peiri, so who a din that has a shame peiri legabe peiris mamish? Fine. Sivi amachloikis amayroim, what Beishamai holds legabe peiris adinrim? We have a machloikis amayroim. Now, Rabbi Kevege asks Akasha, he asks, what's the svara of this amayre? I mean, why should you make such a rochik tike machloikis? We have a machloikis, kaspo, legabi dave, which is the peire, which is the tive. Good. This one holds that. Kaspo is tive, this one holds thus, but this, fine, that's, we have machloikis over here. But to say that one Amayra said that Beishamai holds that Dave is Peire, Filo Legabe Peire. Why should you say such a thing? I mean, why should you make a Malba Machlikas be Israel? Well, the Mamatzin is doch verkehrt. The Mamatzin is verkehrt, yeah. From the Mamatzin we see that, even though Kasper is Peire Legabe Dave, but it's Tive Legabe Peire. So I thought, to end this kasha, let us just focus 1 minute. What is the machloikis, Yaldusai Shal Rebbe and Ziknusai Shal Rebbe? So we had before as follows. Yaldusai Shal Rebbe, Rebbe held that the criteria of tive is chashivis. Tzadik is chashivis. Gold is more choshuv than silver. That makes it the shame tibet. That's Yaldusai Shel Rebbe. And that's the svara. And Echshivis is more choshev than Charifis. So that means Kesev is Zicha Chorif, less man the polik, that Kesev is used more than Zohar, but Zohar is more choshev. And for some reason, Echshivis outweighs which is a shame Madveya. Shivis is more chashiv than Charifis. That is the svara of Yaldusai Shel Rebbe, and that is the svara of Beis Hillel. That is the svara of Beis Hillel. Kesef is Charifis. So Memele, so let's talk in Beis Hillel for 1 minute. So Kesef, Legabi Peiris, it has Charifis. I mean, it has the qualifications of a matbeah, because it's charef, it's yaitzi beitzor. Afal pikein, kesef, in zov, if we have here a maila of chivis, outweighs charifis. So therefore we can understand Beis Hillel is very understandable. Beis Shammai holds, no. Chshivis, that Zov doesn't have Charifis. Zov has Chshivis. So now we can perhaps understand the Machlekes over here. So one Amoyre held, if you will say, Charifis Zov doesn't have, is Chshivis a Maile Matbeya, yes or no? We said, Lord, yeah, Chshivis is a Maile Matbeya. Beis Shammai holds chshivis is not a maila. Matbeya you need charifis. Zov, there's no charifis. So if in chshivis doesn't make it for a matbeya. So what makes it for a matbeya when it comes to peiri? If you hold chshivis is a maila, so good. Chshivis is a maila. Chshivis also makes matbeya. So then Beis Hillel will understand perfectly. But one Amora held, but Beis Shammai holds Chshivas doesn't give it a shame at Bay. If you go past the Chshivas, Chshivas is more choshev than Kesef. Aval Pikein, I say Chshivas doesn't give it a shame at Bay. So Chshivas doesn't give it a shame at Bay. Charif is it doesn't have, because it's not Chorif, so you can't be Mechalo, Peres, and Zov also. Because what should make it a Matbeya? It doesn't have Charifas, if Shiva doesn't make it for Matbeya. The first man the Yama holds, no. That Shivas can also make it for a Matbeya. But if you have Charifas, Keneged Shivas, Charifas weighs over Shivas. But Shivas is also a Sibit to make it for a Matbeya. That Lechaira is the Machlaikas, the two Amiroim. That means in it's no tzustel to the sloim of Beis Hillel. Because Chivas Zira makes it for a Matbeya. No, Beis Hillel holds Chivas weighs over Charifas. But Zov doesn't have Charifas, and if Chivas is nothing, so it's nothing. So if it's nothing, so Chivas Gabi Peri also not. And then the other Amiri holds that, no, that Chivas also gives it a shame at Be'er, but Chivas overweighs Chivas. L'chayre, this is the Machlokes of the Meiroim. Now let us see Rashi. Now, Nosam B'Meseches Ma'aseh Sheni, L'yasa Odom Sloim Din Rezov. Mishesh Lo Sloim Kesef Ma'aseh Sheni, L'yachlifein B'Din Rezov, Lohokil Hamasi Meolov. Tive Apere Loi Mechalalinom. This is Beis Shammai. Rachmon Oma Vetzarta Kesef. You have to make the Chilul on Kesef. Avo Peres Rishonim Shal Maisu Shaini. Tive Hakam Mechalinin Altin Rezov. Afilo Beis Shammai Domri Peiru Hu Legabi Kesef. It's pay legabi kesef, because chifas is better. Moide de legabi peire tivu. Midi dahava a kesef lebeisilo. Zov lebeishamai, onu lemeide mi kesef lebeisilo kibaposh vosa. Gabi peire tivu havi, kediktoni. Sloi alme trilas a peires neschalu ala kesef. Umeide beisilo de kochi bemaise. So you see that kesef is a shame Tive legabi peire. Afe peiris al dindrim, and the other man, the other says, afe peiris al dindrim mach loikis, shamei vehilo, dabei shamei peire hu, ve ein mechalulim, and you're not mechalulim.